When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, Naomi Osaka, Megan Thee Stallion, Lena Bloom, oh my, going behind the scenes of Sports Illustrated's buzzed about new swimsuit issue. Plus,
go Jeff, go Mark, go Wally, go Oliver, you are going to space.
At age 82, one woman's lifelong dream to leave this earth and come back finally comes true. It's July 20th. Hello out there. This is People Every Day. I'm your host, Janine Rubenstein, and it is Tuesday. I was so slow to get started today, you guys. I missed all my alarms. I had to rush to get Reese ready and off to camp so he didn't miss swim time at the pool. Tuesdays are his pool days. But the caffeine is in me now, and I am excited to jump into the news today. And speaking of swimming, there is much ado about Sports Illustrated's new swimsuit issue that is out now. So we are just going to wade through all of that for this episode. You like that? If you haven't seen it, you just haven't been online in the last 24 hours. Three groundbreaking covers with three groundbreaking stars. Tennis superstar Naomi Osaka, Megan Thee Stallion, the first rapper to grace the cover, and actress Lena Bloom, the first transgender person to make the cover. And there is so much news surrounding all of this that we are going to dig into today. And joining me now to go behind the scenes on it all is none other than the woman who is truly behind it all, editor-in-chief of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit, MJ Day. Hi, MJ. Thanks for making the time.
Hi, Janine. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So, MJ, you've been at Sports Illustrated since 1998 and have traveled all over the world for these shoots, Jealous, and have just really also been a strong voice in shifting the direction, right, of the brand to be for women. And now you have this big year. So three big names that I want to get into. Let's start with none other than tennis star Naomi Osaka. So, MJ, in the press release, you said if there's one thing that our cover models have in common, it's that they don't have one thing in common. They look different, have different upbringings, have different passions and inspirations, but each is a reminder that beauty comes in many forms. So why Naomi? Like, what makes her beautiful in your eyes?
I mean, there's so many things that I can speak to about Naomi. I mean, she really rose, you know, to the forefront of everyone's attention with the stance that the very public stance that she took advocating against violence against Black people. And you know, I love her strong silence. I love her incredible prowess on the court. I love her, you know, devotion and love of fashion and all things feminine and beauty. Like, she really is such a special and unique person. And I love that multi-dimensional aspect about her. And I love how she wears that badge of honor so well. You know, she's all of those things. And to me, that's such an important thing to point to, is that women in general aren't these one-dimensional creatures. They're all very, very special and unique in many different ways. And oftentimes, you know, people don't give those other parts of them the attention they deserve. And she's someone who does all those things so extraordinarily well.
Oh, yeah. I'm learning so much more about her now with the documentary on Netflix about her life. I'm just enthralled. And she is, you know, she's so shy, but she just has such profound thoughts about everything that's going on, just this whirlwind that she's been on. I mean, it's all hitting, and now she's heading out to the Olympics. It's all happening now. But I want to talk about yesterday when this news broke, when we got this gorgeous cover. And if you guys have seen it, she looks amazing. But Megyn Kelly and conservative commentator Clay Travis were trolling Naomi on Twitter and said, you know, since saying she's too introverted to talk to the media after tennis matches, Naomi Osaka has launched a reality show, A Barbie, and now is on the cover of the SI swimsuit issue. So basically just trying to say she's contradicting herself. And she clapped back so amazingly. She said this was all things that she did a year ago before that whole thing came up. So tell us a little bit about the timing and where you met her when it came to this cover.
Well, first of all, we did that shoot back in December of 2020. In fact, I was so triggered by that news. I just, it's such bullying, you know, mm-hmm. and it's so unnecessary. And this woman did nothing wrong. I was so triggered that I like took a screen grab off my phone and with a timestamp on it, because I'm like, you know what? You're journalists. How about you do your job and you fact check? And instead of jumping all over this woman for attention, for ratings, for whatever it is that they're doing, which is, by the way, part of the problem. You know, it's part of the reason why, you know, mental health is such an issue, because how about we do our due diligence and, you know, make sure, you know, we know what the reality of a situation before we come for people. And it broke my heart to see someone who is really living her life for the betterment of others, you know, while also trying to pursue her own passion, which is mm-hmm. tennis, you know, and fashion, by the way. She designed some of the passions. Suits that are in this issue that we shot her in. Like, let her live. Let her make decisions for herself that protect her own well-being. You know, it's at no cost to anyone. And also, it's just facts. We did this shoot back in December.
It was just a very clear clapback shutdown from Naomi. But it also reminds me of something outside of the swim world, what we're seeing with Prince Harry. We got the news that he's going to do a big memoir, and people are trying to call him out, saying, oh, you wanted this private life. You had to leave the royal family in the glare, but now you're grabbing for attention with a book. And it's bringing up this conversation around people should be able to choose and speak up for what works for them and what doesn't, especially in regards to their mental health. They can still express themselves, but it can be on their terms too. So tell me just a little bit about, back to swimming, Naomi, and what she was like on set. I know from colleagues, she is very, very shy. So what was it like dealing with her in that space where the cameras were on?
I mean, she's so sweet. She's so sweet. She's so soft-spoken. She speaks when she has something to say. Like, she doesn't feel the need to, like, fill the space with idle chit-chat. And, you know, I feel like in our industry, right, that could make people, like, uncomfortable. It's like, why isn't she talking? Well, it's not that she doesn't have anything to say. It's like, she's just not the most chatty person. And also, by the way, a lot of people aren't, you know what I mean? We just, we demand things of people because of, like, how we exist now, you know, in social media, you expect, like, an endless vein of chatter, and she doesn't feel the need to do it. And that's also fine. But so anyway, on set, you know, she was Naomi. She was sweet, excited, happy, reserved, you know, completely professional, really, like, you can tell how much thought and research and homework she did.
And exactly where was this one? Where was this shoot?
This was in Malibu. This was in California, actually. It was kind of crazy timing, but it was a private beach, very secluded, just a very small crew. And she was on a different type of stage. You know, she was not on the tennis court, but you could just see, like, this is why I love working with athletes so much, because they are so dialed in to the task in front of them and what they're doing. They come to win. You know what I mean? In everything that they do, they come to win their match. They come to over deliver to you on the set of a shoot. And this was absolutely the case there.
And I feel like a tennis player knows their angles too.
Oh, she was extraordinary. Like, I kept, like, you know, I was, like, dying the whole time. I kept, like, screaming at her. How she moved her hands, especially. I was like, you had to have been a ballet dancer in a past life, because every movement that she made was so elegant and graceful. There was no, like, awkward, floppy, like, what do I do with my leg here? What do I do with my... She knew her body so well, and her positioning so incredibly well. And she moved sort of with this, like, elegant grace. It was not a choppy movement. It was like a dancer. I was so impressed, honestly, with how she was in front of the camera, because again, too, having never met her or worked with her in this capacity before, I was curious, you know, I'm like, here is someone who, you know, is a strong, silent type. Like, how is she going to behave, like, in front of the camera while modeling swimwear? And it was with such incredible elegance. I was floored.
Next up, more behind-the-scenes details on Sports Illustrated's cover stars with the magazine's editor, MJ Day. Stick around.
everyone. I'm Sid Evans, editor-in-chief of Southern Living and host of Biscuits and Jam. Since 2020, I've been interviewing musicians, chefs, authors, and other Southern icons about their family traditions, their faith, their favorite meals, and of course, what it means to be Southern. And I'm excited to announce season 5 of our award-winning podcast. Join me every Tuesday for new conversations with some of the most interesting and influential Southerners around. Be sure to follow Biscuits and Jam wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us online at southernliving.com/biscuitsandjam.
Well, shifting gears to another big cover star, Megan Thee Stallion, who I already know had a time on this set, I'm sure. Megan was so excited to be featured. She told people, when I got the call that they wanted me on the cover, I was like, why me? And to be the first female rapper on the Swim cover makes it extra special. It feels amazing. So tell us, just take us into that cover shoot experience.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, it's everything you could have hoped for and more, you know. I mean, Megan, I'm not gonna lie, like I was so nervous shooting her, going into shooting her. I'm like, Megan Thee Stallion, like Megan Thee Stallion is gonna shoot for us. I'm gonna be with her, you know, like, because we're fans, you know. She's like the author of basically our life mantra, you know what I mean?
Hot girl summer.
Like, hot girl summer, but like unapologetically loving who you are and, you know, not doing your life for anyone but yourself. Like, I just, I stand for that.
And she is a full-figured woman, too, and proudly.
She's delicious, like every inch of her. You know what I mean? Like, she just is this sexy, juicy, confident, beautiful woman that just has love for herself. And by the way, like love for her community too, which I love. Like, you know, she just puts it out there. Like, she's there for her. She's there for the women that like look to her. Like, she's not doing this for anybody but her. And that is to me the essence of what this is all about, you know? And so, I mean, she is so fun. She's brilliant. She is a like consummate professional, a creative genius. You know, she's going over every shot with me. We're talking, we're collaborating. You know what I mean? She's
what was the music? Did we get some WAP? Did we get some Hot Girl Summer on set?
Oh my God, like, all of it. Like, it was a dance party the whole time. I mean, we were all like twerking and dropping and not looking like her when she does it, but I mean, we were lunatics, like in the most fun, beautiful sense of the word.
And I love, speaking of the swimsuits, because I always feel like this gets lost just a little bit, but that one where you guys have to see it. It's like a flower that she has on. The whole top is a flower and then it goes, but it's half bikini. Half, like, what do you even call that swimsuit?
Like, I would call that like a fun piece.
Okay.
You know, it was a one piece. It was connected. But, you know, I mean, I guess technically you could call it monokini.
I like fun piece. I'm gonna steal that. I'm getting me a fun piece. All right, let's shift over to another just momentous situation. Lena Bloom. We have, you know, this one more woman just making history on this cover. She's the first transgender woman to grace the cover. Tell us why Lena.
I mean, why not Lena? She's one of the most extraordinary human beings I've honestly ever met in my life. And we were casting for the issue. All of our castings were done over Zoom. And her agent, Josh Otten over at CA, presented her to us. And I was like intrigued. I looked at her photo and I didn't know anything other than I just stared at her. And I was like, well, that's a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? Period.
Yeah.
And then you read the bio and I was like, wow, that's incredible. Like, let's have a chat.
What surprised you about her?
I mean, you know, 2 hours later, we were still talking. You know, she just had the most enveloping personality and the most effective way of expressing herself and her hopes and her dreams. And aside from how stunning I thought she was, I thought this is an incredible person to, you know, help evolve the conversation about inclusivity and acceptance. And if she can't reach people, then no one can, you know, like she's just so incredibly special and kind and the most lovely, wonderful soul. And I really do think she's the type of person that people will hear.
Nice. And just a little background for those who don't know, Lena is a transgender model, dancer, actor, and activist. She was born in Chicago of Filipino and African-American descent. And we actually got to catch up with her and talk to her about what this moment feels like, what it means to her to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So take a listen to that.
It means that so many other trans bodies have come before me to give me inspiration that can breathe through me in this moment, and we can share this together. There's so many trans women I've looked up to over the years that have inspired me to go after my dreams. So this is a living testament that everything that they work hard for was for a reason, and I owe this to them.
Awesome. And so just before I lose you, I want to talk a little bit about the evolution of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. It was something that used to, I think, more be on my brother's radar than mine, I have to say, way back when. But that has shifted, and a lot of it has to do with the direction that you've taken. Take me into that thinking of where this has evolved and how this has evolved.
Well, I mean, you know, when we always looked at this brand, we always knew we were reaching an extraordinarily large number of women. You know, women were picking up this magazine to look at the swimsuits in it, you know, and to shop for their upcoming swimsuit wardrobe. Not to mention, women love to look at other women, you know? We love to see ourselves, yeah, you know, in on the pages. And what we realized and what we knew was the case was that there was not diverse representation of women, you know, out there in the media landscape. And it frustrated us. It frustrated me. You know, I knew that it wasn't about everybody eating vanilla ice cream every single day for the rest of their life. You know what I mean? And that was like, that was something that it was a very conscious decision on our part to evolve the brand to be as representative and diverse and inclusionary as we could be. And so, you know, we just started to do that about like when I took the helm about, oh God, I don't even know anymore. Is it 10 years ago? I'm not sure, but you know, it was about having representation in body diversity. And from that point on, it rapidly evolved and grew to be, you know, to fulfill a responsibility I felt we had as this brand, you know, to be really changing the narrative about how women see themselves, how women are represented, and how we could do better. You know, I mean, I say it a lot. Like, I say it a lot to anybody who will listen. Like, the swimsuit issue is like almost like a living, breathing thing, and she should be allowed to evolve. You know, just like I'm a different person today than I was 5 years ago, a year ago, a month ago, you know, and brands should not be held to anything differently, you know, like we should be allowed to like live and grow and do better and be better because we can. And by being better, we can be a better service to the world, really.
Yeah, using that platform, because it is a huge one.
Let me tell you, before Ashley Graham was on the cover of this magazine, did you ever see a curvy mannequin in a store? You know, the size range extension, the love, the representation that women are now receiving, whether it's body size, age, race, ability, like this is all changed. And I see where it started. It was a conversation that launched itself here on a global level, and I'm really proud of that.
That was MJ Day, editor-in-chief of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit. For more on the news out of that issue, head over to people.com. And now, something to make you smile. As I am recording this, there is an 82-year-old woman who just finished hovering above us out in space and living out her lifelong dream. Wally Funk is her name, and she always knew she wanted to get out of this atmosphere. She became a pilot in 1958, and 3 years later, she volunteered for a female group called the Mercury 13, who endured rigorous physical and mental tests to see how women's bodies would fare in space. So listen to what she told CBS News about what she was put through in the 60s to prove her fitness as a woman for space travel.
X-raying all your body, every bone, every tooth, sticking water in your ears. I had to drink radioactive water.
And get this, after qualifying for a space mission, her dreams were halted because the program just suddenly got canceled. She got a letter in the mail saying, nope, not going to happen. She didn't give up, though. She applied four times to NASA in the 70s when they began accepting women, but was turned down because she lacked an engineering degree. Now, finally, today, she got her wish. Wally was brought into space aboard the Blue Origin flight with billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos as they blasted off from a desert in West Texas for a mission that was a total of 10 minutes, 10 seconds. Here's what Wally said about never giving up.
I love flying. That's my job. That's what I love. And I'm not a quitter.
Wow. And guys, not only did her dreams come true, but she made history as the oldest person to go to space. Now, when I try to explain this story to my son, who's a Disney fan, I imagine he's going to be like, Mom, I know Wally went to space. I watched the movie. Either way, great teaching moment. I will talk to you all tomorrow.